While there are few issues that have bipartisan support in Washington these days, a mix of conservative and liberal speakers at an American Enterprise Institute conference all agreed that the 2010 law, commonly known as Dodd-Frank, has failed in its purpose of reducing the systematic risk posed by large financial institutions. The Obama administration's 2010 Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act has been termed as, quote, a failure that did not remove protections for too big to fail banks, and whose authority is nothing but a paper tiger.
It puts them above the law. The government is not only afraid to break them up, but afraid to punish them, use the full array of criminal laws, for example, to punish them under the fear that if you take one down, they'll bring the entire system down with it.
So while the question of whether banks are too big to fail has become so common that it now has its own acronym, TBTF, perhaps the more intriguing question is one that was also asked at the American Enterprise Institute conference this week, and that is, are banks too big to tolerate?
Big banks really set the government policy. Obama came in and he talked a lot about financial reform, but all these financial reform institutions are banks regulating themselves, and banks regulating themselves essentially is what's happening. And the Democrats and the Republicans are both controlled by banking institutions, whether it's, you know, Goldman Sachs, you know, Citigroup, JP Morgan Chase. I mean, they control the politicians in both parties.
Earlier this month, the Financial Stability Board said that international regulators still lack the power to impose losses on creditors and resolve banks without taxpayer bailouts. The board added, the problem is that it was easy to close Merrill Lynch on Friday and reopen it as Bank of America Merrill Lynch on Monday. So at the end of the day, no one can argue with the fact that the biggest banks have grown even larger and more complex since the financial meltdown.
If you want to have power in the U.S. economy, you need to be in banking, because the banks are really the lifeblood of the economy. They pump money in and out of things, and that's really where the financial power rests, is in lending and spending money.
So the question many are asking is, if banks are too big to fail or too big to tolerate, are they also too big to regulate and manage? That's a question the Obama administration will most likely have to answer in its second term. Susan Medeiros, Press TV, New York.